so I won't be the silent brother. Acts chapter 20, where we just were. Acts chapter 20, and again reading verse 7 through verse 12. Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. They were there, many lamps in the upper room, where they were gathered together. And in a window sat a certain young man named Eutychus. He was sinking into a deep sleep. He was overcome by sleep. And as Paul continued speaking, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But Paul went down, fell on him, and embracing him said, "Do not tremble yourselves, for his life is in him." Now when he had come up, had broken bread, and eaten, and talked a long while, even till daybreak, he departed. And they brought the young man in alive, and they were not a little comforted. We've been spending the day talking about the remembrance meeting, the emblems, and all that they represent. And here on the first day of the week, they came together to remember the Lord. Very important. Not the most important. We do not want to give sole importance to the breaking of bread, as has been already said today, and take away from all the other meetings. The setting of this particular portion, it was dark. The folks had worked all day. This was not the Sabbath. Those who typically would have the Sabbath day off had to work on Sunday. And so it was dark till they came in from the fields, till they came in from work. They were tired. And so they came together for an express purpose. It so happens that the Apostle Paul was there. And the Apostle Paul, I'm sure as led by the Spirit of God, had some things to share and unpacked for the brethren some things that they needed to know and encourage them after their hard day's labor. And yet, they came together to break bread. We mentioned in passing a little bit about the emblems that sit on the table. The bread. Why is it most of the time leavened bread? Now, I have been to places in the world, and I have traveled a little bit, where sometimes bread, though is very normal, is not always readily available. And so there were some substitutions made, with the understanding that the symbol is there to represent the Lord himself. So I won't unpack all of that and go into all those details of what has happened when I've traveled. But the Lord gave simple emblems to remember. But leavened bread, why? Because the one who knew no sin was made sin for us. The yeast put into the bread, when it's left to sit, rises. And in order to stop the sin, there has to go through the oven. And so bread placed into the oven stops the reaction. And so the picture of a loaf of bread that has had yeast in it has gone through the fire and has been stopped. So reminds us of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us in dying on the cross. The sin question has been stopped. The penalty of sin for the believer has been stopped. The cup, wine, it speaks of joy. It also represents his blood that has been poured out. We have his body that was been given. We can know that our sins are forgiven. And the cup represents that our sins now need to be forgotten because they have been washed away. And we have been made whiter than snow. The first day, they came together. Paul knew he was going to depart the next day. And so he begins to speak. After darkness, it's probably 6 o'clock or so, average time around the equator. Sun comes up at 6, sun goes down at 6, depending what season we go in. It's pretty normal. So if we figure they started their meeting 6:30 till they got there and they were done working. I want to commend Eutychus' parents and family. Eutychus was probably between the age of 7 and 14. And he was at that meeting. Parents, I encourage you to bring your children, whatever age, to the meeting. I remember sitting in a seminar that was a week long of a brother who had traveling through. And he began one of the sessions and he said, "I'm glad you're all here. If you need a nap, take a nap. But I'm glad you're here because you'll hear something while you're here. And it's important to bring our children and young people to the meeting. It's important we're all at the meeting." It says, there were many lamps in that room. They probably needed them to get there. And they knew they would need them to go home, probably if it was a typical meeting. I think this was a little bit non-typical. For Paul started sharing, and he didn't quit until midnight. How many of you have a midweek meeting? You've worked all day, and you show up at meeting, and during the first prayer, somewhere else in the room, because life is busy. This portion reminds us life was busy. There's a story I want to tell you. It's not found in the Word of God, but I think it proves a point. There was a rich nobleman in a town that was in need of a new building to gather. And he went and gathered with a group of people, and they wanted to design this building, and he says, "I've got it. I'll pay for it. I'll take care of it. I'll make sure it's all done." And he didn't tell the townspeople what the building would look like. He brought in some contractors from out of town, told them what they were to do. And as the building began to go up, the townspeople got curious. And as the outside was finished, they tried to peek through the windows to see what was going on inside. And he says, no. Wait till it's done. And on a day of its completion, he called everybody in town. And because of their anticipation, they all gathered to be there. And inside the building, they saw beautiful things. They liked what they saw. But then one of them went, "Wow, there's no lights in here. You forgot the lights." And he stopped and he went and he picked up a light and he handed it to a person and another light and he handed it to a person and another light and he handed it to a person. And he said, "If you notice in this building, there are no lights. On the wall, there are hooks by everybody's seat. So when you come, bring your light. Because when you are all here, this room will be well lit." The point of the story is, brethren, if you're absent from the meeting, your light is missing. If your light is out, you are bringing nothing extra to warm the hearts of your brothers and sisters. The passage says there were many lights. Many lights. And so they were together, enjoying the warmth of each other's presence, knowing that they were all there. And they all brought lights. And in those days, those lights would have had oil in, which speaks of other things that we find in the Word of God. Is the Spirit of God present? Is the Spirit of God active? He is. Are we letting Him do His work? And are we ready to receive from Him what He wants? Now there was this young man. His name is only found once in the Word of God, to my knowledge. Eutychus by name. Maybe the room was so full, he had no place else to sit but in the window. Maybe the smell of the lamps was overcoming him, and so he sat in the window. Maybe he was on the edge and really didn't want to be there, and so he sat in the window. Check your own heart, how you might fit into this thought of Eutychus. Eutychus was there. And I remember younger years when I would gather with other young people, still do. And someone would say, I don't get anything out of the midweek meeting. It's boring. It's dry. And I remember another young brother saying, how's your heart condition? Your heart condition. Are you bringing things throughout the week to the midweek meeting that you're able to pray about? That you're able to share in the Bible study? Or are you solely there just to receive? If you're there just to receive, maybe you're being the silent one. Eutychus is in deep sleep. I wish scripture said he fell inside, but it didn't. He fell out. Three stories, you're going to average 30 to 40 feet. I serve a little bit in the fire department, and we've picked some people up from fairly substantial falls. And there's not a whole lot you can do sometimes. Typical rule of thumb is if somebody falls farther down than the height of their body, you got to take them to the hospital. So if somebody's 6 feet tall and they fall out of a 6 foot window, you take them in. Probably 30 feet. They check on him. He's dead. Speaks of the inability to have any fellowship with the Lord or anyone else. And Paul goes down after his many hour discourse. And he stretches out on this man and raises him back up. A mercy of the Lord. It doesn't stop the meeting. I have been in meetings where there have been medical emergencies. Some meetings have not stopped, especially the remembrance meeting, because the Lord is in the midst. Some deal with the medical emergency. And there are other things continue. Paul stopped, dealt with this medical emergency, brought this young man back. His heart was warmed, not only his, who was brought back to life, but many others because of what God had done through the Apostle Paul that day. It may have been Monday morning by the time they broke bread. But they had come together for a purpose. And that purpose was not hindered even by a medical emergency and someone sitting in a window. Paul shared with them again. What would it be like today if our hearts were so desirous of the things of the Lord, that from about 6 o'clock at night until daybreak, we would anxiously be sitting to hear the words of the Lord? I can't stay up that late anymore. New Year's Eve, midnight, let's pray, let's move on, I'm ready for bed. I like my sleep. But what are the things that are taking our eyes off of the Lord, enjoying His presence, and keeping us from hearing what He wants to say to us? You know, if you are here today and you are not partaking of the emblems on a Sunday morning, may the Lord encourage you. Eutychus, age 7 to 14, was present. It doesn't say he partook, but it said he was present. Is it coldness of heart that keeps us from enjoying the Lord and the things that He has asked us to do? Is it sports? Is it work? We live in a day where the only thing closed on Sundays is Chick-fil-A. Everything else is open. Everything else is business as usual. The Lord's things cannot be business as usual. He needs our heart. He needs our life. As we consider the emblems, what good thing has He withheld from us? Nothing. Why do we hold back what belongs to Him?